We are on 14.4, and there's something to be said about this level. We're only fighting one boss here, and it's a big shippy thing. I don't know exactly what it's called. I can't remember. Super Death Ship or something. I don't know. Anyway, but the thing about this thing is that you can only hit it when it's glowing red. So you have to look at your display of object information, which is under the D key. You have to look at that periodically to see if it says it's glowing. Or if you don't do that, you can sometimes hear it. There's a difference in the sound it makes from when it's glowing and when it's not, but you have to be very, I don't know what the word is. You have to be very careful to listen, I guess, to the difference, because there is a difference between what the ship's, the sound it makes when it's glowing and when it's not glowing. And it glows for quite a while, so this level kind of is a little bit long, because you can only get like one, I think I've gotten two shots in at the very most, and that's pretty rare, before it starts glowing. So you can only hit it when it's glowing, or when it's not glowing, sorry. And when it is glowing, it's impervious to all of your attacks. So you basically just fly around until it stops glowing, shoot, try to shoot it twice if you can. In the old version, it took six shots. I'm sure that's probably true still, I don't know. But like the first shot took it to 83%, second shot took it to 66, third shot took it to 50%, fourth took it to 33, fifth took it to 16, and the sixth took it to 0. So, yeah, thanks for that. Okay, so yeah, so that's pretty much all I need to talk about in that, in this level. And obviously I'm going to use missiles. I'm not even going to even use machine gun rounds anymore. So, here we go. Whoops. War! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing! Oh jeez, I think I did that in the previous walkthrough too. Okay, here we go. Whoa, whoa. It says it's shining red. Devil Guardian is what it's called. It's been shining red. Also, I target this guy because... Not that it matters that I crash into his attacks, but... So right now he's above me. Nice track. Ow. Shots him. Sweet. You can sometimes get two shots in on him. Now he's at 50%. So you can sometimes get two shots in on him if you're lucky. Sometimes not, though. Yeah, you're not gonna hit me, sorry. Nice. 994,000. Man, you're hurting me bad here, dude. Oops. Oh, he's nope. I got two more shots on him. So
wait.
16%. One more and he's dead. He's dead, man. Oh, nice try. Really? Come on. You're not even hurting me. Ow. You got me. Ow. You're just hurting me so bad over here. Oh, 987,000. What am I ever going to do? Ow. You got me. Ooh. Ha ha ha. Bye bye. See you later. See you fucking later. Alright. That's stage 14 for you. Oh, and by the way, it doesn't let you open up the shop. This is the worst part of the game for shops, because it doesn't even let you see any of the shops until you beat 16. Which is very kind of sucky, really, to be perfectly honest. So, anyway, at least...
Stage 14. Oh, yes, 14-4. War.
Yep, nope, it doesn't even let you see it. So, you can't even see 15's shop or 16. Well, you can see 16 after you beat it. But yeah. So, there you go. So, 14 is done. Now we get Carla levels again. The cool thing about Carla levels, though, now, is that you can call rockets down on enemies. And in the first playthrough of the game, like when you've never played it before, and you're still kind of weak, I do a lot of rocket shooting, calling down rockets, because they pretty much annihilate a lot of enemies at a time, which is nice. So these aren't so bad. The thing that you have to make sure of is to be proactive about healing Carla and yourself. So anyway, okay, enough of that. All right, see you in the next part.